Hi, I'm Araceli Torres. I'm in 7th grade, and I'm recording here at Mount St. Charles.
I'm Sophia Laflamme at Mount St. Charles and at 7th grade.
I'm Joyce Burns, a grandmother.
Okay, so our first question will be, tell me your full name and where you were born.
My full name is Joyce Teresa Burns, and I was born in Providence, Rhode Island.
Do you know why you were given that name?
I don't know. I guess they liked it.
Okay. Tell me about your parents and your grandparents.
I'll start with my grandparents. I can remember my grandfather. He was 85 years old. And every time I'd go to his house, he was sitting upstairs in a chair, never moved, never talking, just sat there. We had to go pay him respect and say hello. That's my grandfather. My grandmother I did not know because she had passed.
Parents?
My mother was Antonetta Larissa. My father was Manuel Martin from Portugal.
What was your relationship like with them? Like, were you close with them, or
what was your at-home life?
Yeah. My at-home life was very quiet. I had two sisters, an older one and a younger one. I was the middle child. And my older sister was 9 years older than me, so it was mostly just my younger sister that we shared everything together. My mother was very shy.
I was born in 1942.
Do you have any favorite memories with them?
With my parents?
Yeah.
My favorite memories of my parents would be getting together to preserve tomatoes. Do you want to know how we preserve the tomatoes?
Sure, yeah.
It was a family thing with the cousins, and the younger kids, like 8, 9, 10 years old, they would have a bottle and a stick and a funnel. And they would get the tomatoes, put them in the funnel, and pound down on the stick until the tomatoes got to the bottom. And then the teenager's job was to pick up those bottles and cap it. And then the adults would take the capped bottles and put them in buckets of hot water over an outside fire to boil them for 2 hours. And that's how we preserved tomatoes for the winter.
That's cool. Did you have a lot of friends or like a best friend?
I had a lot of friends.
Did you have a best friend or just like a group of close friends?
I had a group. I would have to say that I had a group of maybe 5 friends, and then as you get older, I had maybe 1 or 2 that were best friends.
Did you have any favorite memories with any of your friends?
Oh my gosh, I've got tons of memories. Does it have to be any age?
No, you can just say any memory that you had with your friends, and then just tell us like when the memory took place.
Okay.
That's an extra cheat sheet.
Thank you.
Memories with my friends. My favorite, we used to, the favorite thing that we used to like to do was have sleepovers. And so we lived in a very quiet town. There weren't any people. And I, for my birthday, I got a record player.
Oh.
And I was the only one that had a record player. And those were the days of the big records. So we used to take turns, the 5 of us, going to each other's house every Friday. Giggle, laugh, have popcorn, not even listen to the records. And then we'd have a sleepover. So that was one of my favorite memories.
So tell me about your friends. What were they like when you were like teenagers? What did you guys...
When we were teenagers, we were very shy. And we had our own group, which were the very shy. And we used to giggle a lot. We used to do sleepovers and go bike riding. So bike riding was my favorite thing to do. But I also had to, I was in charge of my younger sister, so she had to come along with us all the time. And sometimes that wasn't fun. And one time we were on a bike ride, I was so annoyed that I had to take her again for the 50th time. And then she's crying in the back, Joyce, wait for me. And I didn't want to wait because I was so annoyed that I had to do this again.
Yeah.
So then I turned around and she had, in the seam of the bike, She skidded in the sand with her bike because she was trying to keep up, and she fell, and she broke her nose.
Oh.
Yeah, that was kind of sad. And that was a lesson that I learned, that I had to take care of my sister and not to complain.
When you were a teenager, like, how did you guys dress?
Ooh. We used to have poodle skirts, which were felt, and we had, like, those, what you call the shoes now? They're black and white. Oxfords, black and white Oxfords, white socks to everything.
Did you ever, like, is that, like, just what you wore always?
Always wore.
That's, like, even what you wore to fancy stuff, too?
Oh, no, if we went to the prom.
Yeah.
My mother used to make the dresses for the girls.
Okay.
And I can remember my first one to the first round, it was red tulle. And it was puffy, and I wanted a lot of layers.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
We need to stop taking so many notes. We write down things in front.
Okay. What were some of your hobbies growing up? Did you do any sports?
I did do sports. I did basketball.
Oh.
And in the middle school, we had a basketball team. But when we played basketball, the girls could only go on one side of the court and the boys on the other side of the court. So, not the boys, even girls. You couldn't cross the center line. So they were the forwards and they were the guards. But that year that I played, we got the state champions. That was my sports. But my most favorite thing to do was to read. Boring. It was boring. And I used to love to play Monopoly. And I used to love to have my sister brush my hair. And as girlfriends, we used to giggle a lot. I say that a lot. But we had a lot of fun. But we didn't have to worry about anything back then because we lived in a very small area. There weren't very many people. We obeyed. We were very disciplined. Are you listening?
Yeah.
If mom said you had to be home at 3, you were home at 3. There really wasn't much to do but read. And I used to love to ice skate.
Were there any, like, fads that were going on when you were, like, any age?
Fads. Yeah, the fads. Were the Beanie Babies?
Oh, Beanie Babies. Those were popular.
Oh, Beanie Babies. Those are cool. Beanie Babies were popular.
Where were you when Kennedy was
shot? Assassinated?
Yes.
That's one of my most vivid memories. That's one of the questions the boys asked me. I was on my lunch hour at work when I heard that he got shot. And I was working at Hospital Trust Bank. And I was 18 years old.
Where were you working?
Hospital Trust Bank in Providence, Rhode Island.
Hospital Trust Bank?
And it was in, did I tell you what year it was?
No.
I forgot.
It's okay. You don't need to know. It's okay. You're 18.
I was 18, right.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out then.
That was my first year I voted.
Oh, okay. So he was assassinated. Okay. You remember this very well?
I remember that very well. It's a very vivid memory. And when I did this same talk in Jake's class, which is my grandson,
yeah.
And the teacher asked, what is the most thing that you think of right away in your life, the tragic moment? And it was when John Kennedy was shot.
Okay. Did you have any, like, idols or, like, heroes when you were growing up?
Heroes and idols. Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley, okay.
The Beach Boys.
Did you ever see, like, any of them in concert or anything?
Yes, I did. The Beach Boys.
Was that your first concert?
That was my first concert. Probably my last one. The Beach Boys, that was my first concert.
What do you miss the most from your youth?
I can't say that I miss anything from my youth because I've loved each part of my life.
Yeah. Did you have, like, a favorite kind of music, like pop or rap, or was there anything, like, different when you were little?
Elvis Presley.
That's what you like, your favorite? Okay, your favorite.
Rock and roll. I guess that's rock and roll.
So rock and roll?
That's what was popular back then.
Yeah. Still popular now sometimes. It depends where you go.
It depends who's singing, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, when you were younger, did you consider that you had a lot of freedom compared to, like, the kids now?
I had every freedom that I could want, because I knew, like, I respected my parents, and I knew if I ever got caught, there'd be
consequences.
Lots to pay. Because I was very, very afraid to, not afraid, I didn't want to disappoint my parents.
Yeah.
So,
do you remember where your first vacation was?
Like, yes. Oh my gosh. My first, it was in New Hampshire. It was Conway, New Hampshire.
And why did you say, oh my gosh?
Because that was my first vacation.
Is that what you asked?
Yeah, but
yeah.
I didn't know if there was a reason you said, oh my gosh. What did you guys do there?
What did we do there? We went in the ponds, we trailed it, we walked in the woods, we put our feet in the water, in the ponds, and we went shopping. There really wasn't much to do back then. Listen to the radio or...
Is there, like, do you have, like, a favorite teacher that you had in high school, or, like, what were they like or something?
I had a favorite teacher. I don't know if I had a favorite teacher, but can I tell you about my, the teacher when I had a spelling bee?
Sure, yeah.
And I was it was the sixth grade, and it was the spelling bee, and I always was the top of my class. So me and my friend, we both were like first and second. So we were in the spelling bee, and the last word, everybody got knocked out except, everybody got knocked out except Claire and I, and the teacher said, now listen, I'm going to tell you what the word is. Listen before you write, he said. The word is whole, like in whole apple. Right away, I said, H-O-L-E. Wrong. So from that, I learned a lesson. You be patient and you listen to the whole story before you jump to conclusions. So that knocked me out. So that was something riveting that I remembered.
Were you ever shocked by, did you have any family that were like in the armed forces or anything?
No, very, very fortunate. Our family, we've never had anyone go to war.
Okay.
So that's kind of like a blessing we had.
Yeah.
What was your favorite subject in school?
I would say all of them.
So you like school?
I loved school. After school, I used to practice. I would go home from school, do all my homework before I played. Before I did anything.
Really? That's interesting.
And you know what my... favorite subjects? Well, you already asked my favorite subjects,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but...
My favorite thing to do then and still now is read.
Read? Okay.
I love to read.
When you were
do you remember, like, the first book that you bought that you were, like, so excited about? Like, just an author that you loved?
Or anything?
Really? At what age? My favorite author I would have to see is, I can see him, but I can't remember the name. The name of the book was Cain and Abel.
Oh.
And the author was Archer, Jeffrey Archer.
Okay.
That's the most riveting book that I've read, that I still recommend that to everybody.
Did you have, like, any nicknames when you were growing up?
I can't tell you.
When you graduated high school,
yeah.
Did you ever, like, know, like, when you were in high school, before you graduated, did you know, like, what job you wanted to do?
No, I did not. I was the first one in my family to go to high school.
Oh.
My parents did not go to high school. And my older sister, Marianne, didn't go to high school. So I was the first one to go to high school. And I really had no choice what to do after. I had to go get a job. I did not even know there was such a thing as college. I knew there was college, but I didn't think I'd ever be able to go.
Are there any different, like, rules in school that there were then and now?
That are different now?
Yeah, like, are there any rules that, like, either didn't apply to you, or are there rules that you had that we don't have now?
I don't know if it's a rule, but it's I would say to be respectful.
That's the most important rule, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
And that is for every day, not just for in school, out of school.
So as far as school goes, do you prioritize education?
Oh, I do now. I didn't know about school, isn't that? Because when I went to high school, they were like the college classes and the business classes. And if you weren't going to college, you didn't know anything about college. You just did the business stuff. Isn't that bizarre? But I do. Now, what was the question that you asked me? I do prioritize education. Did I answer your question,
yes,
Sophia?
Yes, she did.
Yes. What a beautiful smile. The both of you, how beautiful.
Well, when you first... How did you meet your husband?
You want to know how I met my husband? We were at a party. Parents were away. And we were playing Pass the Potato on the floor. A big circle of couples. And we passed the potato, and that's where I met him.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember how old I was. I think I might have been 21.
How old were you when you got married?
23.
Okay. Is that like, do you think that's
was
different
old.
From now?
Yes. I was old. Like, I married old. Back then, that was old.
Oh.
But now it's not. So that's a reverse right there.
I know that back then that it was more normal to, from marriage, you would not live with each other first, you just go straight to marriage. It's like, is that something that was like normal? Like,
what? When we got married, when you got married, you stayed with your husband.
Was it you got married and then stayed with your husband? Or
yeah.
Was it you stayed with your husband and then got married?
Oh, we didn't stay together before we got married.
Okay.
Was the question?
Yeah. So would you say times have changed?
Times have changed dramatically in that area, right?
Okay. Did you ever dye your hair?
Oh, my gosh. You don't know that story?
Oh, I know that story, but she doesn't.
Yeah, you ready? My hair is white. And I was so tired of it. I said, oh, I need a new color. But it wasn't white at the time. I said, I need a new color. So I went to the girl who does my hair. And she said, let's see what kind of blonde we can find for you. She said, it took us 45 minutes. Do we have to leave?
No.
And she said, it took us 45 minutes to find this platinum blonde hair. So we do it all. She did my hair. They had those big drivers back then. I don't think they have those anymore.
Yeah, like the circle ones you
right.
Can put your head on, yeah.
And when she took it off, my hair was purple. And I said, oh, my God. And I couldn't stop laughing. I said, oh, my God, it's purple. It's purple. And she started to cry, the hairdresser lady. She said, let's get under the sink. We'll get it all off. So she's got me under the sink. And she came out. I said, oh, my God, it looks good. It doesn't look purple. So we thought it was all out. And it was my daughter... Jill was coming back from Europe, and I had to go pick her up at the airport. So first thing she says, what happened to your hair? I said, what happened? She says, your hair is purple. I said, it's not purple. So that's when I dyed my hair, never again.
So you left your hair white from then on?
Yeah.
Since how old were you then?
Well, your mother. How old was your mother? She was out of college, 22. Oh, my gosh, I'm a late bloomer. I was old, not old, but I was a late bloomer.
When did you, your kids? Something about your kids. Like, when did you want kids? Like, when did you know that you wanted kids?
Well, in my generation, when you got married, you had babies right away. Because we didn't go to college. The girls who went to college were different. So I couldn't get pregnant. And so after 9 years, I adopted Jimmy. And then 2 years after that, I adopted another boy, and that's Jeffrey. And then 2 years after that, Auntie Jill was born. So that was a miracle.
And do you feel like you have like the same relationship with them as you did with your parents, or is it any different? Or like when they were little too, like do you still have like the same relationship as you did with your parents?
With them? I would have
How
to say
changed?
No. Dramatically.
Dramatically.
Well, it's such a big age difference.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when they were littler, and, like, when you were littler, was it, like, the same? Were you as close to them as you were to your parents?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say closer.
Closer to them?
To the kids.
Closer?
Right.
Okay. So as time went on, people got closer?
Yeah.
What's your earliest memory?
My very earliest memory. Do you know your first earliest memory? I know my first memory also, and it's, you ready? It's when I was maybe four years old. And we lived in Providence. And we lived in a house where the cellar, there was very, actually no cellar, like it was all whatever. And I can remember being on the top of those stairs, ready to go, and my mother grabs me. She says, "Don't you do that, you're gonna fall down in a big black hole." And she's saying, "I remember that." Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah. Continue. So, was it easier now for anything, like in general? Were stuff easier now, or was that easier back then? Like when you
anything?
Were,
what
is life? Was it easier back then, or is it?
Depending on what social, what thing, like, you're in, but I would have to say it's easier.
Easier now. Okay. Is it because, like, people get things at a younger age and, like, technology has evolved?
I would say because technology's evolved.
Okay.
What was your idea on technology when you were younger? It wasn't that popular.
It wasn't popular because there was none.
Yeah.
We didn't get, because there was, we had the telephones that you hook into the wall. There wasn't any technology. Actually, it was just the basics.
So,
what was your first pet?
A dog.
A dog.
Guernsey.
How old were you?
Oh, it's not my first pet then. It was Trigger. T-R-I-G-G-E-R. It was a dog.
How old were you?
I'm going to have to say 10.
Was it one of those things where you, like, begged your parents?
No, my sister. My sister begged and begged and begged, and she finally got the dog.
Sophie, do you have any more your appliances, did you have, like, refrigerators and stuff like that? Or did you have, like, the same sizes now, or were they different?
Oh, there weren't as many. We had a wash machine, but it was one of the old ones with the wringer.
Yeah.
That you put the stuff through. But I would say there were more. There's more now.
More now,
there was no such thing as microwaves then.
Oh, was it? So how did you heat up your food, or how did you get it hot? You just ate it cold?
No, well, that's another thing. We didn't have snacks. We didn't do snacks, and we just ate the meal that you were given. And I...
Continue.
I can remember. Don't fall ourselves. But we didn't have snacks, and you just had your meal, and that was it.
When you were in school, was your, like, schedule the same? Would you do, like, different, like, classes in, like... Would you do this class for a certain amount of time? Like,
really, for high
periods?
School?
Yeah.
High school was like that.
It was like that?
Yeah.
You had lunch?
Yeah.
You had lunch at school?
If you could go back in time, what is one thing that you'd want to change?
I can tell you, but I don't know how to say it, so you're going to have to help me.
Yeah.
I would want everybody to go back to being respectful.
Everybody, like the whole world? Like
the whole
everything,
world, because...
Kind of?
If I could change that, if I could, but if you change me, have one person make that change, it's going back to the grandkids.
Yeah.
Maybe you can follow on and just spread the news that it's discipline, it's respect, it's being humble, it's kind.
If you had to go back, it's kind of basing off Sophia's question, but if you had to go back to one moment in your life, not to change anything, just like to go back and relive it, what would it be?
Watching the birth of my grandson.
So
that was like a miracle.
Okay, so your grandkids are, like, very important to you.
No, I watched the actual birth.
Yeah, I know, but like, was it like because they're important to you and like stuff like
well,
that?
Well, it was important to me, but it was like watching a miracle.
Okay, it's a miracle.
To watch somebody being born.
Are you close with your grandchildren?
Araceli. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you're a guy now.
They're all blessings to me. You know, one other question that he asked me.
Who? I mean, what?
About a natural disaster. If I've lived through a natural disaster.
Oh, have you?
The natural disaster that I lived through was the hurricane of 54.
What happened there? Were you affected by it?
Well, the whole state was. It was the floods. Everything was just so much rain. And all the electricity, everything was out.
Are there any times that you remember, like stories of something that you want to share with us?
Yeah.
Are there any like stories that you want to share with us?
But I'm sharing lots of stories with you right now, aren't I?
Yeah. Are there any more?
I'm trying to think. Do,
can you use that? Sorry. Told us that. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, continue.
Go ahead.
No, we don't have a question. I'm just telling you.
My favorite stories, if I had it, my stories are all the same, though.
Have you? Okay.
Aren't
have
they
you
all
had,
the...
like, a most funny, like, do you have the funniest moment of something that happened at school? Or, like...
at school.
Or an embarrassing moment
yes.
or something?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can write this one down, but it actually happened. I was in, ninth grade.
Okay, continue. Ninth grade.
I was in ninth grade, very, very shy. And I was in the class was business retail selling. So everybody had to get a product to sell. Oh my God, I couldn't even think of a product to sell. And it was going to be done by alphabetical order. And I was an M, so I was in the middle. So the only thing I could come up to sell was a Brillo pad. You talk about creative minds, huh? So then, the first day when it was my turn, I told my mother I was sick. I said, I can't go to school today because I'm sick. But actually, it was I didn't want to go do my report. The next day, I wasn't there that day. This boy looks familiar.
Yeah, this is what we said.
Oh, okay. So I didn't go to school.
Yeah.
So then the next day,
uh-huh.
Who's that boy?
Continue. Keep going. Reporting.
And so the day that I went back to school, she said, well, Miss Martin, seeing that you weren't here yesterday, you've got to do yours today. You prepared. And I said, yes, I am. So I get up in front of the class. I think I've told you the story. And my girlfriend was sitting right here, and she knew I was nervous, so she started making faces, and the teacher was in the back. And I started laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing. And the teacher said, Miss Martin, if you don't start right now, you're going to have to take an F for the class. I couldn't stop laughing. And then I even wet my pants. And I had to call my mother to bring me some pants.
Were there...
That was
hit the button again. Mm-hmm.